She looked very tired, and Theseus could make out the thin lines where her tears had dried. He felt sorry for her and protect her, and wondered if he shouldn't insist on her staying.
But one can overwhelm other people with one's concern,
Theseus thought, and a picture of Procrustes' face, contorted by anxious solicitude, crossed his mind.
I will get a small boat,
he said, and walked toward the stern. Ariadne continued to stare out at her island, lost in thought. An idea struck her.
Theseus?
She said, but he was already out of earshot.